Welcome to San Diego Mission Academy, regular board meeting. It's Wednesday, October 26, 2022 at 4 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meetings telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing comments at sandiegomissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. All right, so we're going to open this up and we're going to call the meeting to order and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dortch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum, and now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask, Barbara Willebrand, do you think you can do that?
I think I can.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, please repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, now we're going to go to staff introduction. Corporate officers, Jeff Brown.
Thank you very much, President Stanford and board members. Good afternoon. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer, Information Officer. Jerry Vincent will not be attending this meeting. She's on special assignment.
All righty. School staff.
Good afternoon. This is Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent, and just wanted to let the board know our principal, Jenny Eunice, will not be able to make this meeting. She is in New Orleans on a professional development trip with her team. Thank you.
Roy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
And any advisors or supporting agenda items for presenting?
Good afternoon, Board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
All right, any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, welcome to all of you. Good day. So now we're on 1E, Adopt Resolution, continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. This is Jeff now.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. So can I have a motion and a second to adopt or pass 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dortch seconds.
So Mike Malloy has motion, John Dortch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willis?
Aye.
So 1E has passed unanimously. We are in 1F. Approve agenda for the October 26, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve this.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudia Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Well, Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck, aye.
Aye.
You want to say aye? Okay. Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. 1G, approve minutes of the September 6, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone's read this. If there are any corrections or comments, please say them now. Otherwise, I need a motion and a second to approve 1G.
John Dorch. John Dorch, second.
No. Okay, so we have somebody whose phone is open. You're not sure. So Barbara Willebrand has moved, and John Dorch has second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? Barbara? Okay, so we're going to say four ayes, and we lost Barbara for a minute there. So 1G has passed. So we're now on 1H, approved minutes of the September 27th, 2022, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone's read this. If there's any corrections or comments, please make them. And if there isn't, let's have a motion and a second to pass and approve 1H.
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
John Dorch, second.
Okay, Claudette Beck has motion. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? And we still have lost Barbara. So we have four ayes, and Barbara is absent. But it has passed. So now we're in public.
Board President Stanford, I apologize for the interruption. I believe that Barbara Willebrand she hung up. She'll have to call back in. She accidentally got muted, and that makes it difficult for her to unmute on her end. So she should be calling back shortly.
Okay, should I wait, or can I proceed? I'm going to do public comments.
No, yeah, go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. All right, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public on the line who would like to make a comment or introduce themselves? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. I had to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, so we're going to go three now, school reports and information. And this is principal update, and I believe that Lindsay's going to do that.
Yes, I will do it on behalf of Jenna, and she's out today. Thank you very much, President Stanford. I'm happy to report that our attendance is on the rise. We started with LP1 with an attendance of 88.8%. LP2 saw 91.39%. LP3 saw 90.32%. So that shows that overall we are trending in the right direction, and improved attendance means improved student engagement, and it means students reaching their goals more quickly. We're also excited to share that SDMA was honored by LiveWell San Diego. On Monday, October 3rd, there was a proclamation that the San Diego County Board of Supervisors declared San Diego Mission Academy LiveWell San Diego Day. San Diego Mission Academy was recognized as a partner by nonprofit organization LiveWell San Diego for its outstanding service, leadership, and commitment to the health and wellness of residents. LiveWell San Diego aligns the efforts of individuals, organizations, and government to bring about positive change. Recognized partners must be influential, forward-thinking, measure progress with data-informed decisions, and go above and beyond daily business operations with innovative practices. With just over 500 partners, SDMA becomes a valued and recognized organization that will be promoted by LiveWell and have access to increased county resources, relationships, outreach, opportunities, and more. This is a huge accomplishment for the team. It was a year in the making. It's very hard to become a partner with LiveWell San Diego. You'll see on the second page of our newsletter that we sent to the board, it shows the proclamation declaring San Diego Mission Academy a part of LiveWell San Diego. Also, I wanted to share an alumni story regarding our student, Bradley Lewis. Bradley is an SDMA graduate and proud member of the U.S. Army. You see that great picture of him. But it wasn't easy getting him there. A special education student who struggled with stable housing and worked to support himself, school became a lower priority. Signing up with a recruiter helped provide Bradley with life direction, but still he screened calls from his special education teacher and seemed to self-sabotage opportunity after opportunity. With persistent and collaborative effort, Bradley's school team rallied around him and refused to let him fail. He graduated in September of 2021 and worked at a gym before finally realizing his dream of joining the military. He sent us this picture recently, so we wanted to share it with the board. On the left-hand side of our newsletter, we have just some demographic information and updates. Enrollment is up slightly with an addition of 7 students. We also have some upcoming events in October like suicide awareness, registration paperwork, and also we'll be gathering our paperwork for recertification for DAS in the spring, so we'll begin working on that. Also, there's a student FAFSA workshop, an A through G college info session. The team is at a leadership conference in New Orleans, as I mentioned, on essential skills for transformational school and district leaders. And in November, there will be some WIOA training and work permit authorizer training. Rounding out January will be a PLC training. And finally, in February and March, we have a WASC accreditation visit coming up. So we're rapidly preparing for that, and we're looking forward to that. That concludes our report for the principal update. Are there any comments or questions?
This is Board President Stanford. I love the picture of the young man in his uniform. I love the fact that you rallied around him. And it's not surprising sometimes they sabotage themselves. They're just afraid. So way to be a family to him. That was wonderful.
Doesn't he look so cool and confident? You could tell he's really happy. And I think sometimes, yeah, our kids, they lack that self-confidence to keep going. And that's where we come in to help get them over that finish line to the next step where they can send us a great picture like this. And so thank you to the board for your support for letting us do this work and help students like Bradley.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any other board members have comments? Yeah, that was cool. Thank you. All right. So now we're going to finance update. B, Gita.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to go over 2 items today under the finance update. The first one is the Hamni financial update. As of September 30th, 2022, this document is always presented to the board with the updated information on the line of credit for the school. Currently, the school has $1 million line of credit with Hamni Bank. Expiration is November 3rd, 2023, with an current interest rate of 6.75. So my previous update to the board was interest rate of 6%, so since it has gone up 0.75% due to increase in prime rate. Obviously, if the school needs to borrow against this line of credit, we'll look at other options prior to deciding, looking at the lowest interest rate. It also reflects how much the school has drawn from the line of credit, which currently is at 0. Also, it reflects the covenant ratios that we do calculate. These are the requirements set by the bank in order to ensure the school is in a good financial health and continues to be qualified for the line of credit, which the school has always met. So that's my first update. And then if there's no questions, I'll go on to the second update. Okay. So my second update is actually a very good news. The school was awarded 2 one-time funding through California Department of Education. The first one is Arts, Music, and Instructional Material Discretionary Block Grant. This funding is $109,397. It will be funded, dispersed to the school in 2 portions, 50% in the month of November 2022 and 50% in April of 2023. The second one-time funding is Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant. This funding is $272,147. And again, this also will be funded in 2 portions, 50% in December of 2022 and 50% in May of 2023. Both of these one-time fundings were awarded and allocated recently, so they're not included in the budget that the board previously approved. So I will be reporting these funding sources in the first interim report when I report to the board in December. Also, the planning for spending the fund is a work in progress. Lindsay's working with the controllers to identify expenditures and the plan for the new one-time funding. Both of these fundings are state funding, and they're coming from California Department of Education, and they must follow the guidelines of SB 740. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. This is Board President Stanford. It's always nice to, you know, I know there's guidelines, but it's always nice to get some money to come in and help like that. Any other comments from the board members? All right, we're going to move to 3C, updated 2022-23 board meeting calendar. And that's in your packet on page 23. And again, we all appreciate that. I've already started putting mine on my calendar. And it's just a cool thing. I staple it. I have a paper calendar and a phone calendar. I have both there. Everybody good with that? All right, so we're going to move now. Thank you, Gita. We're going to move to four action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. And Gita, that's you again.
Thank you, President. So this document is a fluid document. As you all know, I'll bring it to the board for recommendation of some changes on internal control. And currently we have a couple of items on the list. One is the adjusting the total expenditure cash on hand reserve fund percentage. So that amount was previously approved by the board at 17%, and we're recommending to increase that to 20% given the previous economic uncertainties that the school had with the deferrals, as well as future uncertainties with recession might be coming. So having a higher reserve, we think it's recommended for the school to maintain a better financial health. The second recommendation is just basically tightening some internal control processes, creating revising cash receipt process, for example, adding triplicate receipt books and a couple of other items which are included redlined in the on pages 107 and 108. And the last portion is there were two items in the accounting manual. One was petty cash section as well as a wire transfer section. These were on pages 109 and 110. And those two sections were actually removed because the school does not authorize wire transfer, as well as the school does not use petty cash. So we don't want to handle cash. So those two sections were removed. And then, however, the section for ACH procedure and ACH payments, that section was added, which was not included in the accounting manual. However, my team and the school team, they were following those procedures. It was just not included in the accounting manual. So we wanted to make sure that process is incorporated in the manual. So these are my recommendation. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dita. Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve four?
Barbara Willebrand moved.
Claudia Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudia Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 4A has been approved unanimously. We are now on 4B. The board will be asked to approve the area superintendent evaluation tool for the 22-23 school year. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, and good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. In your board packets, you will find the area superintendent evaluation tool for your consideration of use for the current 2022-2023 school year. The attached evaluation tool and rubric is unchanged from the version presented to you as a first read at the June 2022 board meeting. Highlights of the 2022-2023 evaluation tool include the four focused areas of performance, with number one being governance and board relations, number two, school, family, and community relations, number three, business and finance, and finally, number four, instructional leadership. There will be a mid-year check-in during a closed session at January's board meeting to discuss progress towards goals. And finally, there's an updated rubric and clearly defined indicator performance levels can also be found within the evaluation tool. As indicated in the area superintendent evaluation policy and procedures, the attached evaluation tool will serve as the specific written instrument to be used in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year, which will be completed by the board in a closed session to take place in summer 2023. At this time, it is recommended that the attached version of the area superintendent evaluation tool be approved for use in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We are all acquainted with that. Any comments from the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 4B?
Mike Malloy will make a motion.
Okay, we got Mike Malloy and John Dorch seconding it. Perfect. All right, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So B has been passed unanimously. So now we're on 5, and this is additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown?
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford and board. Again, I would like to congratulate Lindsay Reese, superintendent, for her wonderful presentation on behalf of her principal, who's in New Orleans, getting smarter. So I really appreciate that. Litwell San Diego, what a coup. That is so marvelous. So good to hear good stuff from San Diego. Isn't that wonderful? I just love that. Well done, you guys. A proclamation is something that you well deserved, and it's time that they recognized you. That alumni young man, Private Bradley, go Army. He's going to do no harm because I was in it. I don't know if that's a recommendation or not, but it's a great experience for him. So he's going to find it's a wonderful position for him to be in now in his early young years. And the WIOA training, WIOA is such an important part of our program to give these young people an opportunity for their future. So having said that, I'm going to scoot right on back to President Stanford. Thank you very much.
Scoot right on back. All right. Ditto, the same thing, just wonderful, wonderful stuff. It is nice that we got that proclamation. It's nice to hear really good things about San Diego. Doing some good jobs there. And I'm really glad that Jenna and her team are getting trained in New Orleans. So it's a little fun and a lot of good training and learning. Any comments from the other board members?
I agree with what you said.
Oh, thank you. All right. So now we're going to move to 6. And this is where I'm going to I'd like to request a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session. Number 1, the public employee performance evaluation, government code section 54957B1, title the area superintendent. And number 2, conference with labor negotiators, government code 54957.6. Agency designated representative Steve Churchwell will talk with us. And this is about unrepresented employee CEO. So right now I need a motion and a second to go into closed session.
Cut it back. I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
Mike Loyal, second.
Okay, so Claudette Beck has motioned and Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so Melissa, we are ready when you are.
President Stanford, this is Shelley Sands. I just wanted to let you know that all of the board members have returned as well as general counsel.
All right, so board member Mike or John Dorch moved that we go out of closed session into open session, and Barbara Willebrand seconded, and we voted. It was unanimous, and there was no action taken on closed session item number 1, the public employee performance evaluation, and there was no action taken on closed session item number 2, was the conference with labor negotiators. So now we're going to go to 7, and we're going to go, let me see here,
It's seven, action item. The board will be asked to review and approve compensation for the chief executive officer. A summary of the recommendation of legal counsel for the salary and benefits packages for Jeff Brown starting November 1st, 2022 is $3,022 per year. Is there any discussion by the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve this salary and benefit package?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mike Malloy, I'll second.
Claudia Beck has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wolgren?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we have approved the salary and benefit package for Jeff Brown. All right. So now we are going into 8, the closing item. The next regular board meeting date is November 16th, 2022 at 1 o'clock. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
John Dorch.
I'll make a motion.
John Dorch has moved, and I think Claudette Beck seconded. Is that right? Is that good? All right. Sounds good to me. So we're going to vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we are adjourning this meeting. And thank you, everyone, for a day of hard work.